This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Fundamentally, the big thing with processes, and this is where a lot of people in sales get freaked out when I mention scripts, when they hear about scripts, when they hear about these set processes and things, and people feel restricted. That's not why they got in sales. They got in sales so they could do what they wanted, like I said in the beginning. Is you want to make sure that your processes, your scripts, your structure, everything that you've built is giving you direction, but also flexible, because again, you're dealing with another human and that human is messy and unpredictable. And you can't script out and plan every single thing that you're going to say, that they're going to say back, that you could then say, like, that's not possible. If it was possible, or when that moment does become possible, robots will literally take over the sales process because we won't need people anymore to think on their feet and react and then move other people forward. We'll just have AI do it, right? We'll have robots take over the sales process. So just remember and use this analogy is that your sales process should be like trying to go on a road trip. If you're going from California to New York, then the key is you want to make sure you know where your destination is, right? So you want to make sure that you know where you want to go. In this case, you're in the sales process. You know you want to get them to setting an appointment, sending over the contract, reviewing the proposal, buying and grabbing their credit card at the end of the call, whatever that looks like. You want to make sure that you know where the destination is. And like that road trip, many things are going to happen. Depending on your sales cycle, it could be a long road trip, right? You could be going from California to New York. It might be a short road trip where it's California to, it's LA to San Francisco, where you can do that in one shot and there's very little deviation that should happen. Either way, you want to account for and be ready for the detours, but know where you're going. And you always want to know, like, here's the destination, how long it takes to get there, what kind of detours, traffic, maybe car breaks down, how many rest stops, how many times we're going to eat, all of those things. Like, those are going to be part of it, but you know where you're going. And that's so important, is to have that clear and have your roadmap with the milestones, right? And if you're taking that long road trip from California to New York, it's about, all right, we're starting here. By the end of day one, we want to be here. By the end of day two, we want to be here. Like, this is what we want to do as the big milestones. And when we look at the sales process, that's the same thing that I outlined with the authentic persuasion pathway, which is those big pillars, right? Which is the rapport, the empathy, the trust, the hope, and the urgency. Those would be our 5 days on the road trip. What happens in each one of those? Who knows? We have our ideas, we have our hopes, we have our guesses, we have what we'd like to have happen, and then let's just see where it goes. But knowing that by the end of that part of, let's say, of rapport, we're going to use a transition statement, then we're going to move to empathy. At the end of empathy, we're going to use a statement and then get into trust, right? And those are the parts. You want to make sure you have that process. When you pause, you give them the time to spin further and further into fear about what they don't want to have happen. And so the key is to not pause. Simple, simple advice is to not pause. Now, there's a couple of pieces of advice in here, and we're going to go into that. We're going to break this apart because I really want to give you some strategies that you can use to help transform from order taker to quota breaker to deal maker to somebody who can successfully, consistently, and at a high level close deals and make money in sales. Even if you don't think of yourself as a salesperson, even if you don't like the term sales, this is key. This one thing here, I have seen so many people change the trajectory of their sales success and their selling effectiveness with this one thing. All the other parts are super important, but this one part, for a lot of people, if they do this, they can actually make things happen, get further in conversations. So here is the key. The first thing is, don't pause. Simple advice, really basic, really easy to understand. Just don't pause, right? So in that scenario, when you answer, do not pause. Don't pause. Because what happens is, again, if you have that pause in there, you are going to get hit with another objection, question, or concern, or you're going to give them time to think about how they're going to tell you that they don't want to talk to you anymore. And again, we've all seen it. So the key is, don't pause. Now, before I get into what to do about it, one of the things to understand is why the pause happens. Again, a lot of times it's a lack of confidence, but most of the time, what I see with the order takers and the people that I experience who want to help people and want to be effective in sales and want to get better at what they're doing and really want to succeed by helping people buy from them and helping people get to a better place, the key is, and the, what I see as the consistency, is that that person is just trying to be courteous and polite. Excuse me. So you answer the question, you pause, because you're giving them time to think about it. You're allowing space if they have other questions. If they have anything else that they want to bring up, you want to give them that platform. The last thing you want them to do is for them to feel like you are that pushy salesperson that you also don't like yourself. Because if you're in a buying situation and you have a question, the last thing you would want, my guess, is to be steamrolled, pushed. That's why I talked about urgency prior to talking about the step to help, to help you understand and see that urgency is not the problem, right? Urgency is not the issue. It's the application of urgency. But there's a lot of people, and again, it's very good manners. It's coming from a good place in most people's hearts and minds, which is if you have a question, I answer that question, I'm going to answer it, and then I'm going to pause. I'm going to let it soak in. I'm going to let you think about it. I'm going to see if there's any indicators. Did I get it right? Did my answer land appropriately? Did it solve your question or concern? Did it help you overcome this objection? Do you have any other questions before we move forward? I'm just going to leave that gap. That's on the positive side. That's my optimistic side that tries to think that most people are doing things for the right reasons. The other part, the reason why I see a lot of people pause, is they're just weak. They just don't know how to sell. They don't know what their job is, and they haven't been trained or taught. I see a lot of salespeople thrown into a lot of sales roles where their managers, their trainers aren't teaching them the fundamental things about sales. Sure, they're teaching about products. They're teaching them about pricing, maybe overcoming objections, but not the deeper stuff that makes such a big difference when you want to sell at a highly effective level. So sometimes it just comes down to training. Sometimes it just comes down to awareness. Most people just don't understand the things that they do, just like most people don't understand the crutch words that they use, the filler words, right? The ums, the so's, like, but, you know, those kind of things where somebody says them constantly, every sentence, every other sentence, and it's just filler words. Most people don't realize it until they get some feedback, until they hear themselves, until they get some coaching, until somebody tells them. Same thing with the pause. One of the biggest things, if you want to know if you have this death pause, if you have this pause after you answer questions, and again, there's appropriate pauses, and then there's this one I'm talking about. But if you have that, the best thing to do is get with your manager, get with somebody, get with your coach, get somebody to listen to your calls or go through your recordings or sit in on your meetings and then give you that feedback to let you know if you do that. Because generally what happens is once you hear it, once you hear yourself doing it, like in a recording, then you will be aware of it and you'll realize the power of not doing that. And what happens when you do it, you can actually see, you hear it play out in those conversations. So back to what not to do, don't pause.